Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Right, let's speak to a Tranmere fan and a boxing coach as well, Sean Trodden, who joins me on the line now. Sean, you were watching that game yesterday. What were your thoughts on that performance and result?
Oh, well, it's never really easy being a Tranmere fan, is it, Matt? I thought it was a good game. Early on, we started a bit slow. Defence, a little bit all over the place yesterday. Especially on the left-hand side, they seem to be getting through all the time. And one goal was a cracker, but one was really sloppy and not for the first time this season. But the lads rallied. They got their act together and they played some great football. And I think the game before, Forest Green, the first half, possibly the best half of football we've seen this season from the Rovers. So, you know, they seem to be getting form at the right time. Let's just hope we can keep it going now.
Yes, hopefully so. Do you think now that gap's too big? 5 points, isn't it, up to Lincoln? Lincoln got the win at Torquay yesterday.
Well, if I'm totally honest, I think Lincoln have just been a little bit more consistent this season. I think it's theirs to lose now, definitely. I do think also they've had that little bit of luck. I mean, Tranmere's got, what is it, five players out now for the season. Tollard, Kirby, you know, some of our best influential players, and we lost them at the wrong time. I'm not making excuses. Still tremendously well being up there where we are with the long injury list, but I think, all in all, I think it's Lincoln's league.
Yeah, they've been absolutely flying, haven't they, all season. Danny Carley's done a great job. You mentioned the injuries there for Tranmere. Ben Tollett, Jake Kirby, the two you mentioned. Jay Harris has been brilliant over the last 6 weeks. He's now done his knee injury. He could be out for up to 6 months, I've heard. Richie Sutton's got an Achilles injury. Stephen Jennings is still out with a knee injury. Jay Wallace has struggled with injury this year, so has Lois Maynard. Really, in 2017, the injury list for them has just been absolutely horrific.
It's been really bad, and even Mickey Mellon himself has been quoted as saying, you know, he's never known anything like it. I think the big one for me, the match where he could bring things out the bag and really, really turn the game, was Ben Tollett. And what a season he was having, and that to me was a bit of a nail in the coffin. But look, you've got to look at the quality we've still got left on the pitch. We've got Maynard and Wallace coming back there on the verge, and I believe Jack Dunn's ready to come back in. You know, there's some cracking players still to come back in that could play a crucial role. And I've got to say, a couple of players I was a bit iffy about during the middle of the campaign, your Lee Vaughans and your Jeff Hughes's. The last few games, they really, really turned it on and been blinding, really. I just wish Hughes would stick his foot in a little bit more. But, you know, the pair of them really, really come into form now.
So it was a 2-2 draw yesterday against Aldershot, and before that, the defeat to Forest Green. Before that, they'd won six in a row, but it looks like it is going to be the playoffs. What kind of achievement is finishing in the playoffs for Tranmere this season? When you look back at them, and over the last 20 years, they've only finished in the top five of a division once, and that was back in 2005.
Well, definitely. I mean, look, going off back-to-back relegations, it was like a big steamliner going on the ocean, heading down, down, down. It took time to slowly turn it around. I think Mickey Mellon and the Palaiosers have done that. I mean, let's face it, early on in the season, we come out the blocks flying. I think Bradman had won six out the first seven. And then he had a little wobble, and they seen that early on, the Palaiosers, and I think, unusually, he was manager of the month when he got relieved of his duty, should we say, Brabham. And since then, you know, there's been a real air of expectancy, and it's really, there's an atmosphere of change around Prenton Park. The fans, and even though Lincoln have got big gates now, Tranmere's still the highest averages, so I think that expectancy is going to be carried into the playoffs, and hopefully, just that bit of luck, hope we can do it.
They are certain of their playoff spot, Tranmere, now. Definitely, that's secured. So hopefully they can get second or third place at the very least, so that they can be away from home in the first leg and at home in the second. Just Guiseley on Monday. They should be bouncing back to form in that one, shouldn't they? It's a game that they should definitely be winning.
On paper, you'd think, yeah. Not a game you'd expect to lose or drop points in, but this league can throw things at you than some of the lesser teams do cause the upsets. But I think I'm confident the 3 points there. And then it's Maidstone and Southport. Maidstone away the last game, and Southport at home. Hopefully cement that second position and get the second leg of the playoffs at home.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Right, we'll just move on, because in 7 days' time, Your man, Sean Dodd, he's back in action at the Echo Arena and he's got a massive fight for the vacant Commonwealth lightweight title, which has been vacated by Luke Campbell. He takes on Lee Appleyard for this one. How are you looking at this fight then, Sean?
Well, we're all really excited for this. Masher, he's done everything as he normally does. His camp's been impeccable once again. We're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's now. Last spar yesterday, we'll be tapering him down. He's got all his obligations of press conferences and media stuff this week. The weigh-in will be Friday. And then the big fight on Saturday. Hopefully, you know, Masher himself, we're talking about a bit of luck. He was desperately unlucky for two British title shots with Scott Cardle, very well documented now. Hopefully we can turn that round and take his form of recent times after winning the WBC international title. Hopefully we can grab that Commonwealth.
Brilliant,
and obviously,
it?
It'd be fantastic. I mean, Birkenhead's got a rich history for professional boxing back in the days at the Campbell's gym. Joe Bygraves, he won the British Empire title as it was then. Pat McAteer. I mean, Bygraves knocked out Henry Cooper early on in the day. So to replicate the good old days would be something special and something that I dreamed of from a child when I used to be told the stories by my dad when I walked down to the Adventure Gym myself as a child. So it's what we're all looking for.
Certainly. What can you tell us about Lee Appleyard? Because it's a name for me that I hadn't heard of before. I'm just looking at his box rec record now. He's 29, 5'11", so he's quite tall for a lightweight, but he hasn't got that big names on his record. Yusuf El Hamidi, someone he's fought who matches or also beaten his past career,
yeah.
But not too many big names that he's fought against and beaten.
Well, we've had a good look at Appleyard, and Mash is very, very studious when it comes to his opponents. We know what he's good at, we know what he's bad at, so hopefully the game plan will be trying to exploit that. He's big, he's tall, he's rangy. But Mash is very clever and awkward, so I think he prefers fighting the taller lads, to be honest. He's had plenty of good sparring with taller opponents, so we're quietly confident he can do it. Obviously, last week now, coming in, getting his diet nailed on, everything's nice and smooth, just making the weight, getting him nice and rested and relaxed, taking him down and making sure mentally and physically he's bang on for a week tonight.
And I've got to mention, before we let you go, if he wins, and there's another man fighting tonight who is well documented as having fought Sean twice in the past, that's Scott Cardle, who can win his British title outright, can keep it if he wins it tonight against Robbie Barrett for a third time. Is a third fight between the two on the cards if they both win?
The amount of talk that's been about this fight in the past and currently going on is massive, really, isn't it? I mean, I think a third fight, I'd like to see him win the British title, I really will, because out of all the titles at that level, that's the one you really want to get, the most prestigious, the belt's the best. It's just one, it's a feather in the cap if you've got that British strap. But I think, if I'm honest, I think Cardinals, he's running scared from Masher. I think he's got his number. Masher's got his number. I think he finds him horrible. And there's been excuse after excuse, but I think he might bow under some pressure. But I've heard him saying that, I won't want to do it down in Liverpool now if we do it a third time. I want it up in Glasgow. So he's looking for those little advantages he can get, and I think he's a little bit insecure. If a third one comes off, I'm sure we'd relish the thoughts on getting him ready and getting him ready for battle.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.